Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm on it. Strawberry.
We understand. You want better ways to save. FedEx Ground. Fast, reliable, and for less than you think.
It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. That little Chicago brings us back. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. It's a 14-and-a-half-year-old website, and we update it every day and continue to improve it all the time. More to come. Keep looking for that. Don't forget to, by the way, brand spanking new video out right now, so check that out there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to our free newsletter. Gary Harps is our guest, the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence, and he's the founder of the Six Disciplines Organization. Gary, we're talking about the holistic approach to management, which will essentially what the way you talk about it, it'll allow people to really accomplish a quantum leap in growth and profitability over people who don't approach it this way, right?
Yeah, the research, one study in particular was 600 companies, and in the 5 years after implementing a holistic program, they grew, their profitability was more than double, their sales growth rates were more than double, their growth in assets. It works. The real question, I think, for your listeners is, okay, we know this stuff works, why don't people do it? And I think it's because it's hard and it's complex.
It takes discipline.
Yeah, it takes discipline, and it's hard work, and it isn't a silver bullet. The average Baldrige winner takes 5 to 7 years to win an award.
Gary, when I think of Baldrige, I think of quality. I think of ISO, and we've talked a lot about quality on this show with some of our other quality experts, and we hear the term. You've used the word holistic, and when we hear that term, it almost sounds cliche. It's been used so many times. Tell us what you mean. How is what you're talking about different? Why should we pay attention to the holistic term? And number one, and number two, how is this different from a quality process?
Well, those are good questions. When somebody talks about being holistic, what they're really getting at is the idea of synergy. You know, synergy is one plus equals three. And, you know, all of the great things in life involve synergy. If you think about cooking a great dish, an apple pie or a chocolate cake or something like that, it has a variety of ingredients in just the right amount. And so when you bake something, you're being holistic. So in an organization, and I'll use Baldrige as an example, they have learned that there's four or five things under the topic of leadership that if you practice these things as a leader and combine that with strategic planning, there's only six of these, strategic planning, and combine that with being customer-focused, and combine that with being good at measuring your results and knowing how to analyze your results, and combine that with how you develop your workforce, and last of all, combine that with running the day-to-day processes, the operational focus. If you learn how to do all six of those things instead of just three of them, you'll get dramatically better results.
And now, everybody listening who's running a successful business will say, well, I can see where in any given day or week or month I do all six of those. But the point I think you're making is, yeah, you probably do get around to them. But that's more of a get around to it stop management style. You're talking about doing it as part of the plan, part of the strategy, and with intention to make them not only do them, but to make them work off of each other. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, proactive. It's like the recipe, and you do the right things in the right order over and over. And I want to point out something that, even with the economic circumstances we're in, there's a research done by a group called Proudfoot, but they repeat this research every year. And they find, they study companies all over the world, and they find that 35% of the time in most organizations, spent by 35% of the time spent by individuals in most organizations, doesn't really contribute to the strategy of the organization.
Say that again.
And 35% of people's time, you could call it wasted. It doesn't mean people are goofing off, mm-hmm. but what they're doing isn't really contributing to the strategy of the organization.
Right. It's more of a one-off activity. It might be helping the thing at the moment, but it's not contributing to what you're calling the holistic solution.
Yes. And think about it at the individual level. I mean, you can get all complex and think about the whole organization, but at the individual level, when you come in the morning, how many times do you end up doing what you thought was the most important thing that day? And many times you don't. And that's what they're getting at, that we get off track. Sometimes we get off track because of a crisis. Sometimes we get off track because there's some things we like to do rather than need to do.
Right.
It just a variety of things every day keep us drifting off track. And these six things, putting them in place as we talk proactively, help protect you, help reduce the percentage of waste doing the wrong thing.
Well, now, you know, Gary, one of the things is we get involved. One of the things that pulls us away from those productive things is crisis management. And crisis
Absolutely.
Management is a product, ladies and gentlemen, of not doing what Gary's talking about. So every day that you can move a little closer to becoming a holistic manager of these six areas, then every day is a little bit less crisis management. Until eventually, as Gary said, it might take a month, it might take 5 years, eventually you're out of crises. You're managing without crises.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.